Since Baghdad fell to American forces in April, U.S. administrators have struggled to bring order to the capital. Restoring basic services like water and electricity is a daunting challenge, and so too is collecting the trash in this city of 5 million residents. NPR's Ivan Watson met the American who's now in charge of waste disposal, a man who's nicknamed himself Mr. Garbage.
Franz Frohlicher wears his job description on his hat, a bright yellow baseball cap printed with Arabic letters.
Clean the city. Clean the city. That's what my hat says. Keep Baghdad clean and beautiful.
Put simply, Frohlicher is the garbage man of Baghdad. This member of the Army Corps of Engineers, with a PhD in geology, volunteered for the job when he and the rest of America's civil administrators arrived in Iraq more than a month ago.
We have one guy who's kind of the shadow city manager. We have one guy doing water and sewer, one guy doing electrical. And I raised my hand when they said debris, so I'm Mr. Garbage.
But nothing here has been easy since the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime, and that includes waste disposal. Last week, Mr. Garbage conducted a surprise inspection of the new landfill he's established in Abu Ghraib, near one of the most infamous prisons of Saddam's regime. Frohlicher, a portly bearded man dressed in blue jeans and an unbuttoned camouflage flak jacket, stood in the fierce heat, watching dozens of arriving dump trucks. The trucks all carried heavy loads, but few of them seemed to be filled with garbage.
It's really a mess. Look at it. Look at that. Look at that dirt. Look, look. Look at that dirt. Hey. Look at the dirt. That's not garbage.
If Frohlicher is the king of garbage, his partner, Jenny Seymour, is the queen. She stood wearing flip-flops in the filth of the trash-strewn field, arguing in Arabic with truck drivers who were determined to get paid for bringing loads of sand and dirt to the dump instead of garbage.
We want them to focus on household trash and trash that's filling up neighborhoods, but they would rather go out and just haul dirt because it's easier to bring it here.
Okay, but without stamping it, right?
No, they want to get stamped and they want to get paid.
Frohlicher says this is one of the most common tricks of the trucking and waste disposal industries. It has already prompted him to fire an Iraqi contracting company, as well as a team of inspectors. But Mr. Garbage has to let some of the cheating slide, because one of the main goals of this garbage hauling program is to pump prime the capital city's shell-shocked economy.
We would like to put little money into the lower part of the economy so that it rises. It's better than putting money in the higher part of the economy and have it trickle down.
Frohlicher says this is the most expensive U.S. public works program in Baghdad, costing $200,000 a week and employing as many as 10,000 truck drivers. Truckers like Salim Mohammed Yassin say they can make $16 a trip hauling loads of garbage, or in many cases dirt, to the dump. It's decent money in these difficult times.
No, it's not a good job, but now the situation is bad. We have no job, so I must work. So any job they give me, I'll work.
Despite the setbacks and considerable security precautions, Jenny Seymour says the program is making progress.
Week by week, it keeps getting a little cleaner, but it's quite a drama, an operatic drama. As long as no one gets killed, that's fine.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.